Squawpix, taking a look at what people on Twitter are saying about the hottest crime stories of the day. The serenity of a small town Sunday morning, shattered by gunfire. A domestic dispute turned deadly in the Akron suburb of Copley, Ohio, as a gunman killed 7 people before being shot and killed by police. Neighbors say some of the victims were just innocent bystanders, shot and killed outside their house, including an 11-year-old boy killed as he tried to run away.
It was a shame. That girl, man, she was hysterical. Where's my boy? Where's my boy? She just, her husband got shot, and then her boy, that guy was chasing the kills. Killed that boy.
The Twitter sphere is sending their condolences, including at AO Troy and at Quiet Confidence, while residents are also using Twitter to spread word of a prayer vigil, like at Edward Esposito. Staying in Ohio, your next topic is the death of an incoming college freshman after being tased by campus cops at the University of Cincinnati. Assistant University Police Chief Jeff Corcoran says 18-year-old Everett Howard was acting unruly outside a dorm building, prompting the 911 call.
In the vast majority of situations, you know, you get right back up afterward.
Corcoran says officers use tasers maybe half a dozen times a year, and this is the first death, though it's not clear if the taser is the cause. At Fogo Sinti and at Marilyn Hupp are talking about the story. Finally, a different type of police shooting that left a man dead triggers riots. It's happening in the Tottenham section of London. Buildings and buses are being set ablaze, storefronts looted, all in response to the fatal shooting of resident Mark Duggan.
Whether it's Tottenham or anywhere in London, the local police and the Metropolitan Police overall needs to invest seriously in police community relations and police community engagement.
That's former London Police Chief Inspector David Michael talking with Fox sister network Sky News. More than 40 people have been arrested. At Ezekiel the Poet is questioning the rioters, while at Keith the Gooner is playing a joke with the area's professional soccer team. I'm at Chris Honig, and those are your Hot Topics on Fox News Radio.